You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Languages are full of patterns and words that break those patterns, such as 16, 17, 18, 19, and 12.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. She joins us over Skype. Hello, Anne.
Hello.
This week's question comes from a listener named Dave, and I'm so glad Dave asked this question because this is actually something I've always wondered about. Dave says, the two words I've always wondered about are 11 and 12. Why do these two number names not follow the pattern of every other number name? It seems like they should have been one teen and two teens since it goes, 13, 14 after that. And what's going on here?
I also love this question. And Dave rightly identifies the pattern. So if we take a word like 19, we clearly have the 9, and then the teen goes back to the word 10. So we have 9 plus 10, 19. And we can see the same pattern in 18 and 17 and 16. These are all Germanic words. Now 15 actually follows exactly the same pattern. All we're seeing here is that the fief, F-I-F, is an older form of 5. So in Old English, this would have followed exactly the same pattern, 5 plus 10. 14, clearly the same pattern. 13 is actually also the same pattern. In Old English, this would have been threo plus 10, threo 3. And what happened here is that we had metathesis. And metathesis is the linguistic term for two sounds swapping places. It used to be the case that third was thrid. The R and the vowel changed places. And 13 would have been 13, equivalent of that. And now it's 13. So we've got the pattern all the way down, and then we get to 12 and 11. So this has bothered you too, huh, Rebecca?
Oh, it's totally something that kid logic told me, just like Dave said, it should be one teen and two teen. And I think I actually read in a book, a little girl, she was talking about when she was going to turn, 11 and 12, she was going to be a teenager because she'd be one teen and then two teen. And I thought, yeah, that makes sense. That's logical.
So 11 and 12 both go back to early Germanic compounds. And the thing is now it's just that these compounds are no longer transparent for us. 11 in Old English would have been enleovan, where en, that first part of the compound, was 1. And the second part of the compound goes back to a Germanic word meaning left over. In other words, 11 was one left over. One left over after you get to 10. And 12 does exactly the same thing. If you go back in Germanic, you'll get twa. You can see the TW there, which looks like two. So you would get two and then that same root of leftover. So two leftover. So 11 and 12 also have a pattern. It's 10 and then whatever is left over. Now, it would be fair to ask, why do you only have 11 and 12? And some scholars speculate that what we're seeing here is the importance of 12 in counting in addition to 10 in counting. When you think about systems that use 12, this is called a duodecimal system. We see it in things like 12 months and 12 inches, a word like a dozen. So the idea here is that 12 was also an important number. So when you got to 10, then you had one left over and two left over. By the time you got to 13, you had to have a new system. We have 13, 14, 15, and so on.
Well, Anne, thanks for putting one of the great mysteries of my childhood to rest. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.